With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score.
Well, it looks like finally the Adam Reynolds saga is over. And as we've heard today, he will be joining the Brisbane Broncos. And there's a lot that goes into this. I'm going to have a few points of discussion in this podcast. We're going to have a couple of little breaks and jump into new topics. Obviously, you know, Adam Reynolds, for me, I've said for a long time now, especially this season, that if I'm playing on grand final day and you said to me, hey, you can pick any halfback to be your seven, I'm taking Adam Reynolds. He's proven on the big stages. He's got the best kicking game in rugby league. I don't know how you could possibly look past him. I know Nathan Cleary has been very impressive the last few years. For me, still unproven on the big stages. I have no doubt that eventually he will show people what he can do on the big stage. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. So I'm not bagging Nathan Cleary. But right now, it's Adam Reynolds for me. It's Adam Reynolds, Daylight, Nathan Cleary, DCE. You could throw Jerome Hughes in there as well. I still think he's a little bit unorthodox and he's fantastic in the system he's in. If I was taking him elsewhere, I'd be a little bit worried though. But we still don't know what Jerome Hughes is going to look like outside the Melbourne Storm system. I just think Adam Reynolds, he's the sort of guy that can fit into any system. Now, obviously, this is going to leave a massive hole in the South Sydney Rabbitohs and we'll talk about that. This is obviously going to leave a lot of question marks over the Cronulla Sharks and Craig Fitzgibbon. Here they are sacking John Morris after making 2 out of 2 finals. I've told you this entire story. He's overcome obstacles. He's done this. He's done that. Essentially because they didn't think he could attract star talent. The biggest star was on the market. He was at Cronulla's doorstep and they've blown it. He has moved his family to Brisbane instead of going to the Cronulla Sharks. So Craig Fitzgibbon, he would have a lot of questions to ask his board right now. We'll get into that in a minute. And then, of course, there is the Brisbane Broncos. Now, the Broncos, I really like this signing. There's a number of reasons why I like this signing. I would have liked this signing for whatever team signed him. It would have been a fantastic signing regardless of who you are. Even if you are the Melbourne Storm that won the premiership last year, you add in Adam Reynolds, you can use Jerome Hughes elsewhere. There is no team in the NRL that would be worse off for signing Adam Reynolds. And I think for the Broncos, it's sensational. We've got a couple of topics to cover today off the back of the Adam Reynolds signing. There's a few different viewpoints on it. I'm really excited to get into them. We're going to kick off with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Well, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they've lost their boy, their skipper at the moment, Adam Reynolds, and it's probably been the worst-kept secret in rugby league for a long time. Personally, I didn't believe that he would ever leave South Sydney, but another reminder that rugby league, it's a business first, a sport second, probably a third love, realistically. Look, it's a tough pill to swallow for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I know a lot of South Sydney fans, I'm very close to a lot of South Sydney fans, and they are devastated to see this guy leave, but at the same time, they also understand the situation that he's in. These careers, they are very short, and Adam Reynolds, he has to make the most of what he can. The South Sydney Rabbitohs weren't able to offer him that long-term security, and I know people are just saying, oh, South, they should have just made it work, and I understand that argument, but I mean, this is a club. They're not a club built on dysfunction. This isn't the West Tigers blowing a deal. This isn't a club that doesn't know what they're doing. This is a club that obviously understands the future. They're obviously in a position with other players and other guys they want to keep where they simply can't keep Adam Reynolds. I don't think they're a side that would have a brain explosion, especially over a player like this. I don't think they would let him walk out the door unless they absolutely... There was no way that they could keep him and keep the rest of the team afloat. So as sad as it is to see him go, he will always be a Redfern boy. He will always be a South Sydney boy. He will always be the halfback that ended their premiership drought. And I think it's something that we forget with Adam Reynolds, that they won that premiership in 2014. Adam Reynolds was the rookie of the year in 2013. So he won that premiership before he played 55 first grade games or whatever it was. I'm not sure his injury run in his first two seasons, but I mean, even if he played every single game of both of those seasons, I mean, it's about 55 games, and he delivered in that grand final. Look, I've always said, and I will always stand by it, I think that if Sam Burgess doesn't get injured in the opening few seconds of that game, I believe Adam Reynolds was the Clive Churchill medalist. I believe he was the best on ground. If you just look at those 80 minutes, you take out the narrative, you take out everything outside of it, I thought Adam Reynolds was unbelievable. I thought he was the best player on the ground that night and scored a try. His kicking game was unreal. He was just sensational. And I do believe that the narrative of Sam Burgess playing throughout the whole game with the cheekbone, I understand it. I appreciate it. I think it's fantastic. But for me, Adam Reynolds, he was the best player on the field that night. I think he was unlucky not to have a Clive Churchill medal there. But in his second season of first grade, you got to remember as well, he had Luke Keary next to him. Now, we all know Luke Keary now is a three-time premiership winner, a Clive Churchill medalist. It was his first season. He was playing footy at Oak Hill a couple of years before that. Yeah, playing first 15 there. All of a sudden, he's on the main stage for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They moved John Sutton out of six, so he did it with a rookie next to him as well, which I just think says so much about Adam Reynolds. And I mean, when I look back at that season, he was still so far from his best. I mean, to see where he is now, like, I remember watching this guy playing schoolboy footy. I remember watching him play with Matto Sports. I remember his 5'8 was Ben Jones, and these two, they were unbelievable. Benny Jones was such a good little footballer. It's a big loss for rugby league that Ben Jones never kicked on. Had a stint at the Roosters. Think he might have gone up to the Cowboys for a little bit. Still getting around the Sydney trap, see him occasionally, but Adam Reynolds, the guy that was next to him, he was always a guy that would steady the ship, and he's been doing that his entire career. Adam Reynolds has made a career out of steadying the ship, and you know what? You can bag him because he's only been to one grand final. He lost a lot of prelim finals. I mean, I think there's been two of those prelim finals in the last few years where the South Sydney Rabbitohs lost because Adam Reynolds was not on the field. He was injured in those games. I remember the one against the Bulldogs. I remember the one against the Manly Seagulls, I want to say. I think he got injured in both of those, definitely in one of them. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs couldn't get the job done. I think for the last few years, I think it'd be really harsh to blame Adam Reynolds for what's happened. I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs have just simply run out of gas. Their forward pack, they've had to play overs both years, and it's cost them at the back end, and they've come up against teams that are pretty fresh and ready to go. I mean, they came up against Canberra Raiders twice. It's 2 years in a row down there in Canberra, a very tough gig. But for the kid that grew up coming through Redfern, came through the juniors, went to Matto Sports, achieved there. I believe they won the comp there, as I said earlier, to then come into first grade, play in that Toyota Cup system, do really well, step into first grade, be the rookie of the year. The next year after that, win the NRL Premiership. Simply unbelievable. To be, if he wasn't the best player on the field, I'll tell you what, he was in the top two, and a top two easily on that grand final night. He has just been a champion of South Sydney. He's just done so well for the entire area, for the community, everything. He's just been a fantastic leader. I don't really remember any moments where Adam Reynolds has got in trouble off the field or anything. He's been a fantastic leader. I've seen him interact with a number of young kids around South Sydney, and he's always been brilliant. He has always been fantastic. It's going to be a massive loss for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, no doubt about it, and it could be a real changing of the guard time for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Wayne Bennett leaving, Adam Reynolds leaving. It's going to be a completely different side next year, and I think you saw on Thursday night, obviously, when they got done by the Melbourne Storm, it wasn't Adam Reynolds' fault because he wasn't there, but I think that it probably is a slightly closer game in that one with Adam Reynolds. I think on the big stages you want Adam Reynolds in your side, and I don't know if their plan is to have Benji for another season. I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but it's going to leave a massive hole for South Sydney, and it's going to leave a massive hole in the community as well. Everyone loves Adam Reynolds, absolutely love him. I mean, you're losing the best kicking game in rugby league. You know, we all understand that. You know, even if you have a shit set of six, if you can get the ball in Adam Reynolds' hands and he's got a little bit of space, he will turn your shit set into a really good set with a pin pinpoint kick. This is what he can do. It's what a guy like Jamie Soward used to do for the Dragons as well. These guys, they are invaluable. They mean so much to footy teams. And I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they truly are going to miss Adam Reynolds more than what we could ever anticipate. I think they've got a number of superstars there. Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker, these guys, they got young guys there. I think Campbell Graham's going to be a star. You got Cam Murray. He's going to be an absolute weapon. You got a number of really talented stars, but you're going to lose your stabiliser. And it's going to be very interesting to see how they handle that. We've seen this happen to a number of teams over the years where they lose their main man, their stabilising man. And it's tough. Yeah, it's tough. As much as the game is front foot footy now, get on the front foot, be fast, be quick. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs to lose Adam Reynolds, I think it's going to be massive. I'm very interested to see how they handle it. They've got young Hawkins, who's played a couple of games there. He's been solid without being great. They've got Blake Taff, another guy in their system. I sort of thought he was always going to be a fullback, not so much a halfback, but they see him as a seven now. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this one plays out. It's a lot of pressure on young shoulders. It's, you know, we talked the other day about Kyle Flanagan stepping into big shoes of Cooper Cronk, far out. Adam Reynolds, he's got smaller shoes than Cooper Cronk, don't get me wrong, but it is going to be really tough to step into those shoes. It's like the guy that plays the song after Elvis, fighting after Muhammad Ali. It's going to be tough because he is one of the greatest Rabbitohs we've ever seen. And, you know, that might be overstated. There are other fantastic Rabbitohs players over the years, especially from back in the day when they were winning 20-odd premierships. But I think Adam Reynolds, the way that he served his club, the way that he has delivered week in, week out. And for me, it's been his consistency that's been unreal. He has just delivered each and every week. He has always been so impressive. And it's not very often you say that Adam Reynolds has had a poor game. And look, his kicking game is unbelievable and all that. The one thing that stands out for me with Adam Reynolds over the last few years, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it. A couple of years ago, Adam Reynolds, he was a bit of a spot defender. Yeah, you couldn't really rely on him in your defensive line. And it is something that a lot of halves have. And I mean, you look back at Jamie Soward, you look at Jonathan Thurston, these sort of guys, they're not great defensive players, but they're worth so much in attack that they know they're never going to get dropped. They know that they're worth more with the ball than in defense, so they can cover it. It's okay. They can afford to miss a couple of tackles. Adam Reynolds, he took it upon himself to improve as a defensive player, and I think he is the most improved defender in our game over the last 5 years. And it's flown under the radar because he's not coming out and putting on shots and whacking people, but his defense has improved out of sight, and I don't think he gets anywhere near enough credit for it. I don't think he gets even close to the amount of credit he deserves for it. He is a very small man playing in our game. His body has let him down previously, and he just keeps showing up. He just keeps showing up in defense, and I absolutely love to see it from small guys. I love to see it from attacking players who have high ceilings and know that their spot in this team is safe regardless of how they defend, but they go and they work their ass off to make sure they're not a liability in their football team. It says something to your second rowers and to the young blokes coming through the system that, hey, I am valuable as all hell here in attack, and that is what matters, but I know I'm not going to let the rest of my team down. And I think it's the thing that has really led Adam Reynolds to leadership. I think it's shown a lot about him, and I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they truly are going to miss him. It's going to leave a massive hole. The bright side, though, wow, to see this guy leave, that just gives them a little bit more emotion going into the back end of this season. And sometimes that can be a positive, sometimes it can be a negative, but I just feel like at the end of this season, when we're getting down to the business end, they're going to know that Adam Reynolds, he's on borrowed time. Yeah, it's a matter of time until he leaves. Wayne Bennett's leaving as well. There is going to be so much passion getting around this club. I cannot wait to see how they go in finals. They're going to come up against a Melbourne Storm or a Penrith Panthers at some point. They're going to be red-hot favourites. And this team, farewelling their captain, farewelling one of their greatest players ever, farewelling a hometown boy, a true Redfern lad, it is going to be very, very interesting. There's going to be a lot of emotion going into it, as well as farewelling Wayne Bennett. We're not sure where he's going to end up. For all we know, I doubt it, but it could be Wayne Bennett's last ever season of coaching as well. So there could be a huge fairy tale coming here, and I think it makes it really interesting. I think football-wise, I think it's the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers on top. Rabbitohs are third, but there's a gap between them. this emotional sort of roller coaster that we could see them go on. We saw in 2014 it was going to be Sam Burgess's last season. He was going to rugby union. He wanted to get the job done there. We could see a similar thing with the South Sydney Rabbitohs this year. It's something that I cannot wait to watch. As I said, there's a lot of things that go into this announcement today, and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, it's one aspect. We're going to dive into another disappointing part of it, though, the Cronulla Sharks now. For the Sharkies, they would be extremely disappointed in themselves, and if they're not, something is seriously wrong there. We said for a long time, Johnny Morris, he's been a fantastic coach. He should stay as the head coach there. They decided to let him go a number of weeks ago. They haven't tasted victory since. Before he left, they were 25 minutes away from beating the Sydney Roosters, who had, you know, a lot more of the players back then than what they have now. Of course, they've had a number of injuries over the last few weeks, but Cronulla Sharks, they're now looking down the barrel of, I believe it's 5 losses in a row. Four of them have come since John Morris has left. You can tell the players, their headspace is not right. It is not right at all. You've got rumours circulating all over the place. Chad Townsend has left. We know that. That's going to leave a massive hole. He was their premiership-winning halfback. There's not many premiership-winning halfbacks around. Now, Chad Townsend, he might be the 5th or 6th best halfback in rugby league. He might be the 7th. But I'll tell you what, after Chad Townsend, my God, there is a massive drop-off to the rest of rugby league as far as halfbacks go. He is a genuine 7, Chad Townsend, and there is not many of them left around in rugby league. Now, the man next to him, Sean Johnson, he's another genuine 7. We're now hearing rumours that he could leave. We're hearing rumours he's going to rugby union. We hear that he is not first-choice guy. They want Anthony Milford, who, I'm sorry, hasn't been playing at first-grade standard for 2 or 3 years for more than 2 weeks. I mean, this is just, and you know, I hope it's all wrong. I hope it is terrible reporting. I hope it's all false, but far out. Please, something. What is going on here? It just looks like absolute chaos. Now, on top of that, I said at the start of the season, and I know people bag me, people want to give me shit about it, people want to tell me, oh, you're an idiot, but the signing of Cam MacInnis, I'm not sure how great it is. I'm really not. I think the game has moved away from him as a hooker. As a lock forward, I'm not sure of his ball-playing ability. You're seeing all the good teams having their ball-playing locks and their guys that can move the ball around. I'm not convinced on that. I think he'll be a fantastic leader. I think he'll be sensational. I think he'll be great in defense. Don't get me wrong, but if all of a sudden Chad Townsend leaves, Adam Reynolds isn't arriving now, Sean Johnson potentially moving, I'm sorry, you need someone in the middle with a bit of creativity. You're going to lose a lot of points, I think. I think it's going to be very interesting. Now, obviously, they signed Cam MacInnis also before the ACL injury. He's now got an ACL injury, so that also hurts, but that's all in hindsight. Obviously, the Cronulla Sharks didn't know he'd do his ACL 2 weeks after signing, but it all sort of adds up here. Craig Fitzgibbon's coming in as head coach, and by the reports from Fox League that I've read, Craig Fitzgibbon met with Adam Reynolds, was very confident he was going to sign with the Cronulla Sharks, so sort of left it in their hands. And from what I've gathered, if it is all true from Fox Sports, they went to meet with Adam Reynolds, and it was essentially the football manager that went. Now, something I've always spoken about for a long time, and people try and tell me it doesn't matter, but fuck, it definitely goddamn matters. I talk about the Roosters, that they sign, you know, Josh, Brett Morris, Cooper Cronk. These guys at the back end of their career, they make them part of the Roosters system. A big part of why they do that is that when they want to sign guys, they send these guys to talk to them. They send them club icons that are icons in the game to talk them into coming to their club. This is why Mal Meninga is up at the Gold Coast Titans. Mal Meninga holds such a rich part of rugby league. He has an aura about him that when you were over a coffee trying to talk someone to come into the Gold Coast Titans, if you bring Mal into the picture, it changes all of a sudden. If I'm going to sign with the Broncos and Darren Lockie is sitting there, Wally Lewis is sitting there, any of those guys, I go, fuck, Jesus, okay, we're on here. And I guarantee you, at some point when Adam Reynolds was going to sign this contract with the Brisbane Broncos, he would have had a meeting, or he would have spoken to Darren Lockyer at some point. He would have spoken about the Broncos and where they want to get back to. Alone, he would have spoken to Kevin Walters, the head coach. Kevin Walters, I believe, flew down here. And look, yes, it's timely that Kevin Walters is the head coach. He's also a Broncos legend, so that definitely helps their cause as far as getting him down for a meeting. But how on earth the Cronulla Sharks didn't go into one of these meetings with Paul Gallen, with Andrew Ettinghausen, with a Gavin Miller, with Wade Graham, with these guys, with Mick Ennis, or with a Luke Lewis, the premiership winners, how they didn't go into a meeting with these sort of guys and Adam Reynolds to convince him the Sharks is the place to go, I don't know. Maybe they were so confident after Fitzgibbon talking to him that they thought it was a sure thing, but it shows that the Cronulla board, there is something seriously wrong here. You made the finals 2 years in a row. You've got a good side. All you've done is self-destruct ever since. And you continue to self-destruct. Imagine if you put Adam Reynolds into the Cronulla Sharks. This young forward pack is sensational. They've got strikeout wide. You either keep Moylan or Johnson, either one. They're both going to play well next to Adam Reynolds. It doesn't matter. You could put a deck chair at 5'8", and this team would do well. I mean, I just don't understand how they've possibly let this guy go. And if you put Adam Reynolds into this team, all of a sudden, I think the Cam McInnes signing is absolutely fantastic. It is kick to corners, it is defend well, and Cam McInnes would be unreal. Now that you don't have the best kicking game in the NRL, everything changes. Everything changes all of a sudden. I don't understand. All Adam Reynolds said and all I've heard from his mates in South Sydney is that he does not want to leave Sydney. The Sharks, they had him. They were in the driver's seat. I don't understand how they've missed out here. If it's 200K or whatever it is, you have to make it work. You have to make it work. I cannot believe Adam Reynolds is leaving South Sydney. He's taking his kids out of school and he's going to Brisbane. They've been a basket case for 2 years. It's easier for him to live in Sydney. Your team is better. I don't understand how the Cronulla Sharks haven't got this deal done. And if I'm a Sharks fan, I would be devastated. Good God, I would be devastated. You know what, on top of that, even, you know, and it's a basic point, but my God, how many games have you lost because of goal kicking over the last 2 years? I'll tell you what, you win those games with Adam Reynolds in the building. You win those games every day of the week with Adam Reynolds in the building. I just think the Cronulla Sharks, they have absolutely shit the bed here. The guy wanted to stay in Sydney. None of the other Sydney clubs could have him. You're in the driver's seat and somehow you let go of, in my opinion, the best seven in the competition. It is absolutely ludicrous. They should be extremely disappointed. And for the Cronulla Sharks fans, far out, I feel for you. I feel for you so much. To let Chad Townsend go and then not land Adam Reynolds, something is going seriously wrong there. All the rumours about SJ and Moylan. I'm the biggest Moylan fan in the world, don't get me wrong, but I would be going for SJ. SJ is the guy you've got to try and keep there right now. He is your last hope. And there's a lot of rumours circulating of him leaving. He's being shopped around, apparently, and I don't know. It's just not adding up for me right now. You've got this fantastic young pack. There is a future at the Cronulla Sharks. Got to land that main man. I'm looking around the competition. I mean, if they let Sean Johnson go, if he doesn't re-sign, who on earth is in the halves for Cronulla next year? Who's going to be there? It is absolute chaos. I mean, you start to look at a guy like Gareth Widdop, of course. He's a guy that could come in and fill the void. But, mate, I'll take one Adam Reynolds before I take two Gareth Widdops. I don't understand how they've let this one go. Craig Fitzgibbon, he would be filthy. And I think this indicates to him that he needs to be more hands-on moving forward. But for the rest of this year, it's going to be tough. He's got a full-time job at the Roosters. Very disappointing for the Cronulla Sharks, and I feel for all you Sharky supporters out there. I think this was a signing that you needed to get.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And the biggest winners out of all this, it is, of course, the Brisbane Broncos. And I'm so happy to see them land this guy. This is a guy that I didn't think they'd be able to land. This is the caliber of player I didn't think they'd be able to land. Look, as I've said before, there is only one Adam Reynolds in this competition. There is only one guy at his level with his experience that has been proven on the big stage with his skill set. And he deserves to get paid. It's like the same as any job in the world. If there's a small percentage of people that can do what you're able to do, can provide the skill set that you're able to provide, this guy should get paid. He's been doing it for a long time, and I am so happy to see Adam Reynolds come home with the bag here. It's sensational. But it's also great for the Broncos. Maybe they've paid overs. Maybe you think they've paid overs. I don't think there is an overs to be able to get a guy like this. There is no one else in the competition that they could have got that is of this caliber. And I'm not sure if there's many players that would have been better to get than this guy. There are superstars in our game like Cameron Munster, like Harry Grant, like James Tedesco, these sort of guys. But I don't think they would have the same impact that a guy like Adam Reynolds will. If Cameron Smith was still on the board, I would put Cameron Smith ahead of Adam Reynolds. But for me, this guy, he's right up there because he is going to change every single set. Yeah, he is going to have an impact on everything. He's going to be the new voice of the Brisbane Broncos. He's going to direct them around. It's been a while since Adam Reynolds has played behind a pack like this, and I just think he's going to be able to simplify their job, and I just think it's going to give this forward pack a real boost of confidence next season because I watch them at the moment and, you know, especially this year, the Broncos, they have quite often won the ruck. They've looked really good through the middle, but then all of a sudden you got Brody Croft, you got Dearden, you got fucking just an absolute shit fight on fourth and fifth tackle, and it must be demoralising for some of these forwards to watch their hard work completely go to shit when it gets to fourth or fifth tackle. I think it'll be sensational for these guys, and look, as much as we want to bag the Broncos and all that, and they, you know, they might have got Adam Reynolds, who's more of a stabiliser. He's the best stabiliser in the game. And we sort of look and say, oh, well, they don't have a Tedesco. They don't have a Munster. They've got some guys there with some serious X factor that on their day they can dominate. A guy like Jermaine Asako. Now, is he in that top tier fullback? No, he's not. But I also don't think he's been in a team where he's getting good, clean ball when he needs it. Katoni Staggs, he's a guy that's injured at the moment. I'm assuming that he's going to go to 5'8". And look, the Broncos are the winner of this, but I'll tell you who has won the absolute lottery. It's Katoni Staggs. Now, he can be the most damaging 5'8 in our game if he wants to be, yeah? He is. He can be Jack Whiten on bloody heat if he wants to be. He can be anything, but this is what he needed. This is the missing jigsaw piece that Katoni Staggs needed to have a serious crack at becoming a genuine 5'8". Is he going to be a running 5'8"? Yes, without a doubt. But he can be so lethal. Good God, he can just be so dangerous in this side. If they now, with Adam Reynolds, can get to a point with this forward pack where they can get through their sets, they can build pressure off the back of Adam Reynolds' kicking game, and this guy, we know, with sustained pressure against tired bodies, Katoni Staggs, he is an absolute nightmare. He is a tired defender's worst nightmare. I think Katoni Staggs, for him, getting Adam Reynolds is going to be the best thing to ever happen to Katoni Staggs. And he's the guy that the Broncos are building around. He's got a heap of X factor. It worries me that already he's had so many off-field discretions. We've spoken about this previously. But having an experienced head, the guy that he works closest with in Adam Reynolds, I'm hoping it'll have a positive effect on him. And this is the other thing for the Broncos. They need this guy in the change room. They need this guy that understands how to be successful. Winning, it's a talent. And Adam Reynolds has always had that talent. There is no one at the Broncos right now that has that talent for me. Well, I've spoken a lot about Carmichael Hunt, just bringing him into the system just to help. No shock. No shock. As soon as we announced Carmichael Hunt's going to come into the system, he arrived there 2 weeks ago. They've played their best footy. Now, I said all along, Carmichael Hunt, he might not have to step on the field, but just what he does from Monday to Friday will help, and I think he definitely has had an impact. Now, you've seen a guy like Tyson Gamble come in, and just the raw passion he's shown, it's been unbelievable. It has been unreal. And I love Tyson Gamble. You all know how much I've talked about him in the last few weeks. But the hardest thing when you come in with that much passion, it's sustaining it week to week. And personally, I don't think Tyson Gamble's going to be able to do it. And that's not an insult to that bloke. That's just the reality of rugby league. It is too hard to get up and have that sort of energy week in, week out in the NRL. But for me, I'm looking at Tyson Gamble now and I'm going, you know what? We've got Adam Reynolds. We're going to play Staggs at 6. I think Tyson Gamble, he could become a 13 next year, and I think he could become an absolute lethal 13. He's the sort of passion you want in your team, but you don't want to weigh him down with making decisions all the time. You can let Adam Reynolds do that, and you can almost play with two sort of 5'8s here, Katoni Staggs and Tyson Gamble. I really, really do like it. You got Johnny Asiata there as well. He could chime in there as well. But I think this Gamble, you got to find a spot for him somewhere. Maybe he can play center. Maybe he could slide in somewhere else. I'm not sure. But the 13 jersey, as I've always said, it's made for footballers. Everyone else has woken up to it recently. I wouldn't be shocked to see Gamble play 13. And, I mean, you have a look at that Broncos back, that Broncos forward pack. I mean, if you've got Lodge, if he stays there, you got Tevita Pangai Jr., you got Payne Haas, you've just got so much talent in this side. You've got a heap of young guys as well. I mean, Jordan Ricci, Bullimore, a lot of young guys that I'm a huge fan of. I think there is so much potential for the Brisbane Broncos, and this is the guy the Brisbane Broncos, and you might think I'm exaggerating, but if you sit down and you think about it, this is the guy the Broncos have been waiting for since Alan Langer retired in, what, 2002? You think about the halfbacks they've had since then. You know, I mean, what, Brett Seymour, we had Shane Perry, he came in and won the premiership in 06. If you go back and look at that season, mate, Wayne Bennett Perry cherry-picked him out of nowhere in the Queensland Cup. He won that premiership. He was great. Don't get me wrong, he was sensational. But 2008 rolls around. Where's Shane Perry? Yeah, I've had a lot of people message me and say how disrespectful it is to say that. But with all due respect, where is Shane Perry? We can't possibly put him in the same category as Alf. I don't think we can possibly put him in the same category as Adam Reynolds. It's just, he's part of history, no doubt about it. But he wasn't the halfback that answered their questions. He filled in and did well in a team led by Darren Lockyer and Sean Berrigan, essentially. Now, we also had Ben Hunt. He was unreal when he was up there. He was sensational, got him to the grand final. You all know how much I love Ben Hunt, but he's no Alan Langer. He's definitely no Adam Reynolds. Am I saying Adam Reynolds is as good as Alan Langer? No, I'm not. Is he the best halfback they're going to have since Alan Langer? I think he definitely will be, and I think he will be a man that will help to bring this system back to where they were and where they should be. They are a respected brand in our game, in our world, essentially, the Brisbane Broncos. They have forever been a stronger brand of world sport, and they need to get back there. And I think Adam Reynolds, this is a guy that can do it. And look, Adam Reynolds, he signed for 3 years. I'm not sure if he'll be playing in the third year, but I'll tell you what he'll do between now and then. He will sit in a lot of meetings. He will sit in a lot of meetings with players that they're trying to convince to join the Brisbane Broncos. And I guarantee you, Adam Reynolds will land one or two other big names over the next few years that will look at him and go, yep, this is the guy that I want to play with. I know I've got a halfback that can win a premiership here. I've got a forward pack that's ready to rip in. I've got a seven that can win it. I have no doubt that over the next 2 years or so, depending on how Jake Turpin goes, he's obviously been made captain this week. I'm not sure if he's going to be their long-term nine, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos, if they've got the money to, it might be tough now, of course, but if they don't sit down with Brandon Smith and they bring Adam Reynolds to that meeting and they lay out what their plan is over the next 2 years, I think it'd be very interesting. If they could land a quality nine, I think it'd be unreal. Jake Turbin's done well. I'm not sure if he's in that top shelf class of hookers, which is a very small top shelf, don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be very interesting how it all plays out. I cannot wait to see Adam Reynolds in Brisbane. And look, I know people don't like him leaving South Sydney, and nor do I. Yeah, nor do I. I'm a rugby league absolute lover. I want to see the kid from Redfern finish his career at Brisbane. But if he was to go anywhere, man, I'm not sure if there's a better landing spot right now than the Broncos. This is a brand that we need to be good in rugby league. This is a team that needs to be going well in rugby league for the sake of rugby league. I don't like seeing the Broncos where they are now. I don't like it when they're successful. I don't like it when all their players go and play Origin and slap us around. Don't get me wrong, but I don't like seeing the Broncos where they are now. They should be doing better than what they are. For the sake of Queensland, for the sake of rugby league, the Broncos, they need to be strong, in my opinion, and I think they're about to turn the corner. This is a fantastic signing for the Broncos. It's one that I didn't think they'd be able to pull off. So well done to Kevin Walters. He's absolutely nailed this one. I cannot wait to see the future up there. I cannot wait to see Katoni Staggs playing alongside this guy. It could be absolutely anything. Well done to Adam Reynolds. He deserves the coin he's getting, and I can't wait to see him take this opportunity. I would make him captain as soon as he walks in the door. I wouldn't even consider it. I know that might be harsh to the guys that are already there, but please, Adam Reynolds, he will be the main voice. He will be the best kicking game in rugby league. He will be the best thing to happen to the Broncos in a long time, in my opinion. Alan Langer, he left some massive shoes to fill in 2002. A couple of guys have slipped in and out of them over the time, but I think this is the guy that can really turn the Broncos around. Is he going to win a premiership in the next 3 years? I probably doubt it. Is he going to turn the Broncos into a respectable club once again? I think he will. I cannot wait to watch this storyline unfold over the next few years.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.